Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. I know that entrepreneurship can feel lonely, but it doesn't have to. That's why I founded Thea Collective. Join our community today and meet your high vibe business tribe. Text tribe to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com to learn more.
Hello, friends. If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you've heard me talk about the importance of a gratitude practice. The reason is because if we make it a habit to note or write down the things we are grateful for, our brain will rewire and it will begin to filter everything through the lens of gratitude. You will begin to see silver linings in everything. Now, I love my gratitude practice, but recently I learned about something that puts us at an even higher frequency or vibration, and that is appreciation. Now, I'd always thought of gratitude and appreciation being interchangeable, and while they are similar, they're not the same. I'm going to paraphrase the way that Abraham Hicks explains it. Gratitude and appreciation have a different vibrational essence. When we feel gratitude, we are often comparing our current circumstances to circumstances of the past and struggles that we have overcome. We feel grateful or happy that the past is over, but when you do that, you're still messing with the low vibration of the past struggle. Now, in contrast, appreciation is simply appreciating something for what it is, without comparison to anything else. Abraham Hicks shares that appreciation is seeing whatever you're looking at through the eyes of Source. A state of appreciation is a state of godliness. It is the state we were in when we came into this world, and the state that we will be in the moment we leave it. Now, love and appreciation are identical vibrations. It is the vibration of alignment with who you are, and it is the absence of everything that feels bad and the presence of everything that feels good. So let's dive into this a little deeper. What can you begin to appreciate in your environment? And I mean appreciating it purely for what it is, not for what it does or can do. Let me give you an example. Y'all know I have an obsession with energy crystals. Lots of people, including my husband, think it's out there. And let's just say for a minute, it is, that they have no energetic properties whatsoever. Even if that were the case, I would still buy them. And I would still be surrounded by crystals in my office because to me, they are beautiful. And their beauty, magnificence, and age is something I appreciate. And that makes me feel inspired. And that is precisely how I want to feel when I work and create. I think many of us have been conditioned to value things based on what they can produce or on their pragmatism. And so objects that are beautiful just for the sake of being beautiful are sometimes viewed as indulgent or unnecessary, when really they are the reminders and the gateway to living a life of appreciation. Art is a good example of this. I'm sure we all know someone who thinks art is frivolous or pointless, that it's a waste of money to buy art and that you should spend your dollars on something more practical. You could make the argument that it's likely why funding for art in schools is one of the first things to get cut. But having and or creating objects of beauty around you that you appreciate will put you into a higher vibration. It's why making your home beautiful, whatever that means to you, will make you a happier person. And it will likely make you more productive too. There are so many ways to do this inexpensively too. Maybe it's fresh flowers, photos of loved ones in pretty frames, or a clean and tidy space containing only the things that bring you joy. And why this is important, if you haven't heard me say it before, like attracts like. If we are in a low vibe state, we are going to attract low vibe people, situations, and circumstances. The higher vibe we can be, the more we attract what we desire, right? So that's why this is so important. And I know that, you know, way too often we get bogged down by the never-ending to-do list that we all have, especially us moms, right? And we get bogged down by all of our obligations, all the things we have to do day in and day out. And we begin to lose sight of the forest and only see the tree in front of us. When we're in this state and just going through the motions, we're missing the point of why we're here in the first place, which I believe is to create, to prosper, and to live abundantly in joy. I don't think God created any one of us to be checking items off of a to-do list and not living life, but instead just existing. I don't think that's why we're here. So in my experience, if you can pause and take a breath to appreciate the people and the things in your environment, that is going to be one of the keys to you living a happy life. I was reading this morning in Simple Abundance, which is part of my morning ritual, an excerpt that I just had to share with you all. And the author put it this way: suddenly, one day, we feel very much alive and desire more beauty in our personal quest. We come to a deep awareness that creating a beautiful life is our highest calling. And then she quotes journalist Anna Louise Strong, who said this back in 1935. "It was as if I had worked for years on the wrong side of a tapestry, learning accurately all its lines and figures, yet always missing its color and sheen." Wow. So I'll leave you with this. Have you been working on the back of the tapestry? And if so, how can you begin today to find small moments where you can take a deep breath and appreciate the beauty around you? Maybe it's in the innocence of your child, in an embrace, in a beautiful flower, in the softness or warmth of a blanket. Finding these little things to appreciate and take joy in will strengthen your appreciation muscle, and it will enable you to enjoy the beauty of the life you're creating, even as you're going through the muck that we all inevitably face. As Ferris Bueller said, life moves pretty fast, and if you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back on Wednesday.
This episode was brought to you by Thea Collective, the learning community I founded for entrepreneurs. Text BIZ, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709, or head to thea-collective.com. That's theia-collective.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about The Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alacia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time.